Ram Navami 2023. After Sambhajinagar and Vadodara, Islamists attacked Ram Navami processions in West Bengal's Howrah. At Sambhajinagar, Vadodara and West Bengal Ram Navami Shobha Yatra processions were attacked by miscreants. Vehicles were set ablaze, shops vandalized, leaving many injured. Notably, this is not the first time that a Hindu religious procession on Ram Navami have been targeted by the Islamists. There have been many in the past as well. Hindu and Hindu festivals are under attack in Bharat, the country which is home to the maximum Hindus around the world. Today, March 30th, Hindus are observing the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Ram, and scores of devotees take out Shobha Yatra commemorating the festival. However, these processions have been attacked, first at Sambhajinagar where unarmed youths were targeted by a mob of more than 500 people, while they were preparing for the Shobha Yatra. Now, visuals are up from the Vadodara city of Gujarat where miscreants pelted stones at the procession as soon as it crossed the mosque. Also, a similar attack was launched against the Ram Navami processions at West Bengal's Howrah. See the visuals from the attack in Vadodara first. Hashtag WATCH, stone pelting occurred on Thursday during the hashtag Ram Navami Shobha Yatra in Gujarat's hashtag Vadodara. According to the police, the situation is now under control. Click on the link to know more about the incident. https://t.co/v8jfukuwe/gujarat/uplivepic.twitter.com/fwtg7give. ABP Live, at UpLive, March 30, 2023. In the videos, it can be seen clearly that the procession is being attacked with stones as soon as they crossed the mosque. The mosque where the procession was attacked falls under the Fatehpura area. Ironically, the police administration is trying to cover up the issue by saying, no rucks were created and the situation is under control. The situation is under control. The incident took place when the procession reached a mosque and people started gathering at the spot. This is not a communal riot. We dispersed the crowd and the procession also went ahead on its route. All such processions in the city were already given police protection, the police official Yashpal Jaganiar told reporters. City Thana Kshetra mein ek masjid ke samne do guton ke beech takrav hua tha lekin koi tod phod nahi hui hai. Masjid ke samne se jab yatra nikal rahi thi tab kuch log ekatrit ho gaye the lekin unhein samjhakar wapas bhej diya gaya. Ilake mein shanti hai, Shobha Yatra aage nikal chuki hai. Yashpal Jaganiar, DCP, pic.twitter.com/d7bxvr4try. NI_HindiNews, at AHindiNews, March 30, 2023. Vadodara Bajrang Dal President Ketan Trivedi claimed that the stone pelting was part of a conspiracy. This procession is targeted almost every year. Despite knowing that, there was no police deployment in this area. Stones were pelted as part of a pre-planned conspiracy, he said. Visuals from the Bengal attack. News agency ANI reported visuals of the attack and rucks from Howrah, West Bengal where miscreants targeted the Ram Navami procession on March 30. Vehicles were torched, several left injured after unidentified attackers barged into the peaceful Ram Navami Shobha Yatra. Hashtag WATCH, West Bengal. Police personnel conduct flag march after ruckus during Rama Navami procession in Howrah where several vehicles were torched. pic.twitter.com/w845mdqqnq. ANI, at ANI, March 30, 2023. After taking situation under control, the Bengal police took out a flag march in the affected area. The visuals from the Sambhajinagar attack. Violent clashes broke out between two groups at Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar's Kiratpura area in Maharashtra on March 29. The attacker targeted unarmed Hindu youths preparing for the Ram Navami procession at Kiratpura Ram Mandir. The situation is now under control, but the police claimed a mob of as many as 500 attacked them as well. Maharashtra, hashtag CCTV footages show men in skullcaps pelting stones, vandalizing public property, setting police vehicles on fire outside the hashtag Ram Mandir in the hashtag Kiratpura area of Chhatrapati hashtag Sambhajinagar on the night of March 29. pic.twitter.com/apbpgzdxr3. Organizer Weekly, at eOrganizer, March 30, 2023. After 12:30, a minor scuffle broke out between a Hindu and a Muslim boy. Soon, hundreds of mobsters assembled in front of the temple and started pelting stones. The attackers also targeted the police vehicles and they set ablaze as many as 9 police vans. Visuals from the attack are also coming up where miscreants tried removing the Toran Dwar, prepared in front of the Ram Temple. To bring the situation under control, police fired tear gas shells and pellets, leaving some of them injured. Ram Navami processions attacked in the past. In 2022, a procession was attacked in Madhya Pradesh's Khargone where miscreants even targeted the firefighters installed to control the situation there. The attack in Khargone began after the Shobha Yatra crossed the mosque located at the Talab Square of the city. Violent mob in Khargone district of Madhya Pradesh pelted stones after a group holding Ram Navami march reached near the mosque with DJ. Curfew in selected areas have been imposed. At Collector at Khargone Police 1 at projectkhargonepic.twitter.com/kite7jmv33. Subhi Vishwakarma, at Subhi_Karma, April 11, 2022. In Kolar, Karnataka, miscreants attacked a Ram Navami procession where as many as 8 civilians and 11 police officials were injured. The attackers were well equipped with sticks, stones and petrol bombs. Violence during Ram Navami celebrations is not a new affair in West Bengal. The past few years have also seen isolated incidents of violence on this occasion, especially in the Howrah region. In 2022, 2 incidents of violence during Ram Navami celebration in Bengal's Howrah and Bankura led to injuries to 20 people, including 6 police personnel. Over 30 people were arrested following the incidents. Hashtag WATCH, West Bengal. Police personnel conduct flag march after ruckus during Rama Navami procession in Howrah where several vehicles were torched. pic.twitter.com/w845mdqqnq. ANI, at ANI, March 30, 2023. 2 different attacks were targeted to stop the Ram Navami Shobha Yatra at Lohardaga and Bokaro cities of Jharkhand. In this attack the mob set ablaze vehicle, ransacked shops and houses but they also put Rajdhani Express on fire. Aaj Lohardaga mein Ram Navami ke shantipurn shobhayatra par kayartapurn hamla atyanthi durbhagyapurn hai jiski hum bhatsna karte hain. Hamle mein ghayalon se evam vahan upasthit unke parijanon se rims jaakar mila. Hum unke kushalikshem ki prarthana karte hain aur har sambhav sahayata ke liye party unke saath hai. pic.twitter.com/q0lzcnqbwr. Deepak Prakash, at Deepakash BJP, April 10, 2022. In Maharashtra's Mankhurd area, a similar attack was launched against the Hindu procession on Ram Navami last year. As many as 30 vehicles were set ablaze. In Gujarat's Sabarkantha area, miscreants attacked the unarmed Hindu devotees assembled at the Shobha Yatra. The attackers also created rucks by attacking the shops in the Himmatnagar area. In Jodha area of the Kyonjar district of Orissa, Muslim locals attacked the Ram Navami processions with stones and glass bottles. The situation was taken under control after heavy police deployment. Topics: Islamists target Ram Navami, stones pelted at Ram Navami procession, petrol bombs used to attack Ram Navami, Chaitra Sambhajingar attacks Ram Navami, West Bengal Howrah attack Ram Navami, Vadodara Vadodara Ram Navami attack, Ram Navami procession attacked, Ram Navami procession targeted, Ram Navami attacked, Shobha Yatra attacked.